弟兄姊妹和朋友们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们在这感恩的季节里边，每位弟兄姊妹显得特别的喜乐。
We see that everyone is most joyful in this thankful time.
我们真是感谢主。
We really thank the Lord.
让我们能够活在他的恩典当中。
That he allows us to live in his grace.
像我们每一周能够这样的聚会。
That we can meet every week.
是他恩典在我们身上一个真实的流露。
It is a true manifestation of the grace in our lives.
我常常祷告里面的时候，常常为着这个向神感谢。
Often in my prayers, I thank the Lord for this.
因为今天有多少的弟兄姊妹？
Because there are many brothers and sisters.
他们在世界很多不同的国家。
Who are in different countries.
遭受到逼迫。
Who have endured much persecution.
他们没有办法很自由的非常非常容易的聚会。
And they cannot meet on a regular basis or very easily.
所以我们在这里这样的聚集实在是神给我们极大的恩典。
So the fact that we're able to gather together is such a grace from the Lord.
我们要向他感恩。
We must be thankful.
我们求主让我们能够在他的恩典当中能够比其他的弟兄姊妹更爱他。
And we must ask the Lord that in His grace we may love Him more.
如果在受逼迫的人当中，他们这么样爱主的话
，If those who are being persecuted love the Lord so，
我们这些特别蒙恩宠的人，特别蒙恩惠的人，是何等的更应当的爱他。
Those of us who are more greatly blessed by the Lord, we should love Him more.
今天我们弟兄已经告诉我们，就是要讲一个题目，关乎认识圣灵。
Today, a brother has shared with us that we will be talking about knowing the Holy Spirit.
好不好？我们先来读几处的经文。
Let us read a few scriptures.
请弟兄姊妹先打开旧约以西结书。
May we turn to the Old Testament first in the book of Ezekiel.
以西结书第36章。
Ezekiel chapter 36.
第26和27节。
Verse 26 and 27.
以西结书第36章第26和27节。
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse 26 to 27.
我们翻到以后，中文的一起读，英文的一起读。
When we found it, we will read Chinese together and English together.
以西结书第三十六章。
Ezekiel chapter 36.
好，我们中文先来读。
We'll have those who read Chinese read first.
我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。英文。
In English now. Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you will be careful to observe my ordinances.
接着我们来读约翰福音。
We'll continue to read the book of John.
我们先读第一章第29到34节。
We'll read chapter 1, verse 29 to 34.
约翰福音第一章第29到34节。
Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 29 through 34.
这次我们中文英文大家一起练了，因为时间的缘故。
Because of time, we'll read Chinese and English together.
约翰福音第一章第29节，一起来。
Together.
次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。这就是我曾说，有一位在我以后来，反成了在我以前的。”因他本来在我以前，我先前不认识他， 如今我来用水施洗，我要叫他显明给以色列人。约翰又作见证说，我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上。我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的，我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。好，接着我们来读约翰福音第七章。
We'll continue to read the Gospel of John chapter 7.
第七章我们只读37到39。
And we'll read verse 37 to 39, through 39.
约翰福音第七章第37节，一起来，中英文。
Together, English and Chinese.
节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。接着我们来读《使徒行传》。
We'll continue by reading the book of Acts.
我们先读《使徒行传》的第一章第四和第八节。第四、第五还有第八。
We'll read Acts chapter 1, verse 4, 5, and 8.
使徒行传第一章第四节，一起来。
Together.
耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。第八节，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。接着读第二章。
We'll continue by reading chapter 2 in Acts.
先读第一到第四节。
Verse 1-4.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，忽然从天上有声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。接着我们读同一章的32到33。
We'll continue and read in the same chapter verse 32 and 33.
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见所听见的浇灌下来。还有36节。
And then verse 36 in the same chapter.
故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。我们再回到约翰福音。
Let's return back to the Gospel of John.
第14章。
Chapter 14.
我们要读16、17还有26节。
We'll read verse 16 and 17 and 26.
约翰福音第14章第16节，一起来。
Together.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。26。 但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。接着我们念第15章的26和27节。
And then we'll read John chapter 15, verse 26 and 27.
起来。
Together.
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证，你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。最后我们来念十六章的两处，首先是七到十一。
And lastly, we'll read chapter 16 in John.
第七到十一节。
First from verse 7 to 11.
一起来。
Together.
然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的，我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来，我若去就差他来，他既来了就要叫世人为罪为义为审判，自己责备自己。为罪是因他们不信我，为义是因我往父那里去，你们就不再见我。为审判是因为这世界的王受了审判。最后是十二到十五节。
And lastly, verse 12 to 15.
我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们，凡父所有的都是我的，所以我说他要将授予我的告诉你们。那我们再有点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
你不仅亲自来到地上。
Not only did you yourself come to this earth.
为我们在十字架上成全的救恩。
And completed salvation on the cross for us.
但你复活升天之后。
But when you were ascended into heaven.
你求我们的天父为我们差遣另一个保惠师来。
You ask the Father to send another comforter.
那就是圣灵。
That is the Holy Spirit.
我们真是感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
那我们不仅重生得救。
Not only were we born again.
得着一个新灵，一个新生命。
To receive a new spirit, a new life.
并且有圣灵住在我们里面。
But we have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us.
哦，主啊，这恩惠是何等的浩大。
Lord, this grace, this blessing is so great.
我们感谢赞美你。
We praise and thank you.
我们也求你让我们能够认识圣灵。
Lord, we ask that you help us come to know the Holy Spirit.
因为他来是要把所有关乎你的事都告诉我们。
Because he is here to disclose all that he knows about you.
没有圣灵的工作，我们不能重生。
Without the work of the Holy Spirit, we are not able to be born again.
没有圣灵的工作，我们也无法成圣。
Without the work of the Holy Spirit, we are not able to be justified.
哦，主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
整个生命建造的工作是交在圣灵的手中。
That the building of the spiritual life is in the hands of the Holy Spirit.
我们该何等的来啊，来啊，等候他。
Lord, how we wait upon him.
来啊，相信他。
To come and believe him.
来顺服他。
And to obey him.
使他所要做的工作都能够成就在我们的身上。
So that the work that he does may be done upon us.
今天早晨，我们求主借着圣灵。
This morning through the Holy Spirit.
使我们所交通的能够清楚。
May what we fellowship today be clear.
讲的能够讲清楚。
May we speak clearly.
翻译的能够翻得清楚。
And translate clearly.
听的也能够领会的准确。
And those who hear may understand.
我们能够一同来认识你所差遣来的第二位保惠师。
So we can come to know the second comforter that you have sent.
我们来遵守他所教导我们的。
To obey those that which he commands.
来成就神永远的旨意。
To accomplish God's eternal purpose.
我们将祷告是奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我们都常常听到这样说。
Brothers and sisters, we often hear this.
我们所处的时代是圣灵的时代。
That the time that we live in is the time, the age of the Holy Spirit.
因为在主耶稣来到地上之后。
Because once Jesus came to this earth,
他完成了救恩，必须再回到天上去。
After he accomplished salvation, he must return to heaven.
但他没有把我们撇在这里。
But he didn't leave us here.
他乃是求父把圣灵差遣下来，跟我们永远的同在。
But he asked the Father to send the Holy Spirit to be with us eternally.
所以从使徒行传开始。
So from the book of Acts on,
一个新的时代就展开了。
We see a new age beginning.
这是神整个工作最荣耀的时代。
This is the most glorious of God's work.
神在人类历史中几千年的预备。
Throughout man's history, through thousands of years of preparation.
现在神可以借着圣灵来重生人。
Now God, through the Holy Spirit, is able to reborn people.
并且来住在人的里面。
And to dwell within people.
啊，把人从犯罪堕落的光景中完全恢复过来。
To save people from a fallen state.
啊，把他们恢复过来。
And to recover them.
所以直到他神的工作、神的旨意完全成就为止。
So that until God's work and His purpose is complete.
这都交在圣灵的手中。
This is all in the hands of the Holy Spirit.
在上次我们的夏令会里头。
Last time in our summer conference.
我们负责交通第二十世纪的弟兄姊妹给我们有一个交通。
The brothers and sisters in charge of the 20th century shared with us.
那里讲到一个非常重要的真理的恢复。
It talked about a very important recovery of the truth.
是在过去的世代当中被教会忽略的。
It is something that was neglected by churches before.
所以他们的题目定为是说要全面且深入的认识圣灵。
So their theme was to know the Holy Spirit in a fuller and deeper way.
神借着穆安德烈弟兄。
God through Brother Andrew Murray.
把他所认识的圣灵交通出来。
Shared out what he knew about the Holy Spirit.
所以他写了一本书叫做《基督的灵》。
So he wrote a book called The Spirit of Christ.
成为我们认识圣灵最好的一本的资料。
It is the most important document that we have to come to know the Holy Spirit.
虽然夏令会过去了。
And even though the summer conference is past.
但是我们不能就把我们听完的也就过去了。
We cannot just forget about what we've heard.
所以我们很盼望如果主许可的话。
So we hope that if the Lord willing.
我们能够有几次的时间和弟兄姊妹来交通关乎圣灵和他关乎圣灵的身位和他的工作。
That we can have many more opportunities to fellowship on the work of the Holy Spirit and His person.
让我们对圣灵到底是谁能够有一个更多有点更准确的认识。
So that we can have a better understanding of who the Holy Spirit is.
也对他在我们个人和整个教会所做的工作有更多的认识。
And to understand better his work in us personally and corporately.
在过去有一年多的时间。
In the past, about a year's length.
弟兄姊妹都知道我们一直在强调是关乎生命这件事情。
Brothers and sisters know that we've been stressing the aspect pertaining to life.
我们第一个先带弟兄姊妹来看，要顺着里面生命的感觉，就是新生命的感觉，我们来生活，来侍奉。
First, we wanted to stress serving and living according to the sense of life.
这个新生命如何有感觉？
How there is a sense to this new life.
像我们的主耶稣那样的感觉。
Like a sense similar to that of Jesus Christ.
那我们也要顺着这样的感觉来过生活。
And we need to follow this sense of life to live our lives.
来侍奉神。
To serve our Lord.
这样子我们的主耶稣在地上所做的。
That way what Jesus has done on this earth.
我们才能做。
We can also do.
因为主曾经这样告诉我们。
Because God has told us this before.
说他所做的我们也要做。
That what he has done, we shall do also.
并且还要做比他更大的事。
And more so that we will do something greater than what he did.
上次我们在东南区和弟兄姊妹们一起读经的时候。
Last time in the Southeast District, when we were studying the Bible together with brothers and sisters.
我们对这一节圣经有一些的交通。
We fellowshiped on this scripture.
弟兄姊妹一致的感觉都是说什么是更大的事呢？
brothers and sisters were asking, what is this greater thing?
首先，我们不可能讲真理讲得比主耶稣 更完全、更好。
First of all, we're not able to speak of the truth more complete and better than Jesus Christ.
我们也不可能行比主耶稣行的神迹更大、更荣耀的。
And we're not able to perform greater miracles and more glorious miracles than Jesus.
但是有一件事。
But there's one thing.
就是我们可以来建造基督的身体。
That we can build up the body of Christ.
这是主在地上的时候还没办法做的。
This is something that when the Lord was on this earth, he was not yet able to do.
因为当时他在地上只不过是神的独生子。
Because when he was on this earth, he was only the Son of God.
他没有办法在那里把许多的圣徒在圣灵中建造起来。
He was unable to build up, the saints through the Holy Spirit.
但是有一天圣灵降临了。
But one day this Holy Spirit descended.
教会诞生了。
And the church was born.
所有在圣灵中而生的弟兄姊妹
All the brothers and sisters who were born again of the Holy Spirit
都被浸在这个身体的里头
were placed into this body.
并且我们要一同来建造这个身体
And we were to build up this body together.
这乃是我们今天从主所受的托付
This is an entrustment that God has given us.
也是我们能够做的更大的事
And it is the greater thing that we are able to do.
所以我们认识圣灵是何等的重要。
So to know this Holy Spirit is so important.
但是在过去的教会历史中
But in past church history,
我们看见神的儿女常常犯许多的错误。
We see that the children of God committed many wrongs.
关乎对于圣灵应有的认识和把圣灵所应该摆在的位置上也犯了许多的错误。
Including coming to know the Holy Spirit and the position that we place the Holy Spirit on.
同一种的错误就是说，有一类的弟兄姊妹是轻忽了圣灵。
On one hand, some brothers and sisters neglect the Holy Spirit.
那么有一些呢，又过度的高举圣灵。
And others overly exalt the Holy Spirit.
这个轻忽和超过都是不正常的情况。
And neglecting and overly exalting are abnormal states.
所以我们需要非常平衡的、准确的来认识圣灵，并且把它摆在神所定的位置上。
So we need to come to know the Holy Spirit in a more balanced way and place them on the position that the Lord has designated.
那么弟兄姊妹为什么会轻忽圣灵呢
？So why would brothers and sisters neglect the Holy Spirit?
因为我们比较重视基督的宝血。
Because we see more importantly the precious blood of Jesus.
因为那个宝血的流出是在十字架上，是在地上所发生的事。
Because when he shed his precious blood, it was on the cross on this earth.
而且它跟我们的罪得赦免有深切的关系。
And it has a deep connection with our sins being forgiven.
所以我们对这个宝血就很有感觉，就觉得非常重要。
So we feel that we have a real connection and we feel that it is truly important, this precious blood.
但是宝血只不过是用来对付我们那些负面的事物而已。
But the precious blood is only to combat these negative things.
因为我们的罪的的确确需要赦免。
Because our sins do need forgiven.
否则我们不能够到神那里去。
Or else we're unable to return to the Lord.
没有宝血，我们也不可能可以重生得救。
Without this blood, we're not able to be reborn again.
但是我们绝不能轻忽圣灵。
But we must not neglect the Holy Spirit.
因为生命的诞生是从圣灵来的。
Because the birth of life is from the Holy Spirit.
生命整个的建造成长直到完全也是完全是在圣灵的手中
And the building up and maturity of this life is in the hands of the Holy Spirit
所以不能轻忽圣灵
So we cannot neglect the Holy Spirit
那么第二个也不能过度的高举圣灵
And secondly, we cannot overly exalt the Holy Spirit
我们知道我们的神是三而一的神
We know that our God is a triune God
在我们的在神格里边
That in the Godhead
有父有子有圣灵
There's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
父他定所有一切的旨意
The Father, He has His will.
然后在救赎的工作上，父就差遣他的儿子耶稣到地上
And salvation is when the Father sent His Son to come to this earth.
然后当主耶稣完成救恩之后，父又差遣圣灵到地上。
And once Jesus the Son accomplished the salvation on this earth.
所以在这个差遣的事上，我们看见父、子、圣灵是有次序的。
The Father sent the Holy Spirit. So there is a designated order in this Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们的主耶稣就是子在地上的时候如何顺服父。
Our Lord Jesus, which is the Son, He obeyed the Father on this earth.
那么现在圣灵被差遣之后
So when the Holy Spirit was sent,
他也照样的顺服父和子。
In the same way, He obeys the Father and the Son.
所以任何把圣灵高举到主把高举到父之上的都是错误的。
So anytime we overly exalt the Holy Spirit above the Father, above the Son, it is wrong.
所以有一些弟兄姊妹他们聚会当中把圣灵当作中心。
So some brothers and sisters among their meetings, they place the Holy Spirit as the center.
整个焦点都注视在圣灵的身上。
That their entire focus is on the Holy Spirit.
甚至于向圣灵祷告。
And they pray to the Holy Spirit.
非常重视圣灵的能力。
And they really treasure the power of the Holy Spirit.
这些都是一个不适当的把圣灵摆在我们的心中和聚会中。
This is wrong way of placing the Holy Spirit in our meetings and in our hearts.
因为基督乃是神永远的旨意。
Because Jesus is God's eternal purpose.
在他从死里复活的时候
And when he was resurrected from the dead,
神已经赐给他那超乎万名之上的名
God gave him the name above all names.
并且已经立他为主为基督
And he established him as Christ as Lord.
又使他在凡事上居首位
So that he may reign supreme over everything.
所以我们可以看见说在神他整个的心中就是基督。
So we see that in God's heart, His center is Christ.
他应当是一切的中心。
He should be the center of everything.
所以我们不应当在聚会，在我们个人的里头，把圣灵高举在父和子之上。
So we should not exalt the Holy Spirit to the position of the Son or the Father in our meeting in our lives.
等一下我们会交通到，我们应当如何把它摆在对的位置。
Later, we will share upon what position we ought to place him on.
那么关乎对于圣灵的态度呢，还有另外一种的错误。
And there's another abnormality.
就是有一些的聚会呢，它只注重关乎生命这一方面的事情。
Some gatherings only place the importance on life.
就是关乎圣灵在我们身上生命的工作。
Which is the work that the Holy Spirit does in our lives.
而另外有一批的聚会呢，他们是特别关心圣灵的能力的彰显。
And another group of saints place their emphasis on the power of the Holy Spirit.
这是另外一种的偏颇。
This is another deviation.
我们知道圣灵在生命上的工作的的确确是非常重要的。
We know that the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives is very important.
它使我们重生得救。
He allows us to be born again.
它使我们生命渐渐的长大。
He allows our life, our spirit to grow.
它使我们的生命能够新鲜，能够活泼。
He gives our life
fresh and
He allows our lives to be fresh and lively.
它最后使我们的生命达到成熟。
And allows our life to mature.
的的确确，圣灵在生命这方面的工作是非常非常重要，而且是应当是摆在。能力之先。
And indeed, this is very important and should be placed among the power.
但是如果我们只注重生命而不关心能力，这也是一个偏颇。
But it is also wrong to focus on just life and not the power.
因为这样的追求就使得我们光有里面的而没有外面的彰显。
And this type of pursuit only sees the inward and not the outward.
我们的侍奉就缺少了恩赐与缺少了能力。
And our service will be lacking in gifts and power.
但是另外一组呢，光是特别的注重能力啊，忽略生命，那是一个更严重的偏颇。
But a more serious deviation is that they emphasize the power and not the life.
人一得救。就是一直带他要去经历圣灵要去说方言要去经历圣灵的医治大能等等这些都是把人带到圣灵的能力这一方面去
When someone believes, they bring him into the power of the Holy Spirit and his healing power.
这样追求的结果是怎样的？
What is the result of this?
可能有许多的恩赐。
They may have many gifts.
也可能有许多的能力。
They may have power.
但是属灵的生命却是非常的幼稚。
But their spiritual life is very immature.
这是非常伤父和子的心的。
And this really hurts the heart of the son and the father.
像今天早晨我们擘饼的时候，
Just as breaking a bread this morning,
我们一开始的时候就提到主耶稣很快就要回来。
Right from the start, we mentioned that Jesus will return soon.
但是他回来的时候究竟要找什么？
But when he returns, what is he seeking?
他要得什么？
What is he to gain?
难道是我们很有讲道的能力？
Is it that we're able to preach well?
难道是我们很有行神迹的能力？
That we're able to perform miracles?
不是的。
It's not this.
因为使徒保罗告诉我们说，
Because Apostle Paul says,
讲道的能力会过去的。
That the ability to preach will pass.
这些行神迹的能力也会过去的。
The ability to perform miracles will pass.
主回来的时候，那是要看见他自己。
When the Lord returns, he wants to see himself.
就在我们这些有他生命的人的身上，他要看见生命长大成熟。
He wants to see the growth and the maturity of the life within those who believe in him.
教会全体要能够成为他的心腹。
The church as a whole may be his bride.
所以我们不应当去过度的强调能力，而去忽略了生命。
So we should not focus on the power and neglect the life.
好，我们现在来看一下神在旧约当中如何应许我们他要赐给我们圣灵。
And let's see how in the Old Testament God tells of how he will send the Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
在以西结书第36章告诉我们说，
In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36,
那一段圣经是一个预言。
This here is a prophecy.
因为在整个旧约时代，
Because in the Old Testament times,
神的灵都没有办法住在任何一个人的身上长久的居住。
The Holy Spirit was not able to stay within one person for an extended period of time.
他只有在要借着人做工的时候，他降临在他们的身上一段段时间。
He would descend for a short period of time when work was to be done on someone.
在旧约时代的圣徒们、先知们，
in the saints and the apostles in the Old Testament,
还有士师们，
and also the prophets,
他们都经历过圣灵在他们身上所产生的能力。
They all experienced the power of the Holy Spirit when descended upon them.
但是神借着先知以西结说预言，
But the Lord, through the prophet Ezekiel,
告诉我们说有一天有一件新事要发生。
Prophesies that one day something new will happen.
神要赐给我们信他的人一个新心。
God will give those who believe in him a new heart.
把石心要变成肉心。
To change our heart of stone to a heart of flesh.
然后要赐给我们一个心灵。
And to give us a new spirit.
就是那个已经死去了、失去功用的灵要重新的活过来。
To allow the spirit which was dead and lacked the ability to perform to come alive again.
那就是我们里面那个重生的灵。
And that is the new spirit that is given us.
但不只是这样。
But not only this.
因为如果光是这样，
Because if it was only this,
我们还是缺少能力的。
We still lack power.
所以先知借着预言说，
So the prophet through prophecy says,
他说，我必将我的灵放在你们里面。
Says that I will put my spirit within you.
这我的灵就是神的灵。
And this my spirit is God's spirit.
也就是新约时代所说的圣灵。
And it is the Holy Spirit that the New Testament
speaks of. 当圣灵来住在我们里面的时候，
When the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within us,
会有什么果效呢？
What is the result?
他后面说，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
Towards the end it says, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my ordinances.
我相信以色列人读到这样的经文，他们是最有感触的。
We believe that the Israelites, when they read this, have a real feeling within them.
因为神曾经在西乃山上借着摩西把律法颁布下来。
Because God, through Moses on Mount Sinai, gave his ordinances, his commandments.
他把十条诫命写在两块石板上面。
He wrote his ten commandments on two tablets of stone.
那十条诫命乃是代表神的性情。
And these commandments represent God's nature.
因为当人堕落犯罪的时候
Because when man fell,
不知道道德
They did not know morals.
不知道圣洁
They did not know holiness.
不知道公义
They did not know righteousness.
因此神要来教导人。
And so God had to teach people.
这十条诫乃是为神做见证。
That these ten commandments were to testify for the Lord.
也是神给人的标准。
It is also a standard that God gave to man.
是神对人的要求。
And his requirements for man.
但是所有的以色列人通通在这十条诫命的面前失败了。
But all of Israel failed before these ten commandments.
他们有律法。
They have the law.
但是没有遵行律法的能力。
But they did not have the ability to obey the law.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
如果我们要讲能力。
If we want to talk about power.
我们要讲那些遵守神命令的能力。
We want to talk about the power to obey God's ordinances.
这个是最大的能力。
This is the greatest power.
因为今天许许多多的人他虽然有大能力可以行神迹可以讲道。
Because today, even though there are people who have great ability to perform miracles and to preach,
但是他一面也可以过一个非常失败、堕落的生活。
But on the other hand, they're able to live a very fallen life.
所以圣灵来住在我们里面。
So the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within us.
他要使我们有能力来顺从神的律例、诫命和典章。
So that we're able to have the power to follow his statutes and his ordinances.
这是何等的重要。
This is so important.
所以主耶稣就为了这个而被差遣到地上来。
So for this reason, Jesus was sent to this earth.
他来了就要成全救恩。
And he came to complete salvation.
在他所成全的救恩的基础上。
And on the foundation of his salvation.
神借着圣灵在全地做巨大的工作。
The Lord, through God, through the Holy Spirit, did a great work throughout the world.
所以我们看见主耶稣的先锋就是施洗约翰。
So we see that the one that came before the Lord, Jesus, was John the Baptist.
他在那里做见证。
And he testified.
他做了他所做的见证，指出主耶稣他的两个身份。
And he spoke of two... two identities of Jesus.
第一个，我们的主耶稣乃是神的羔羊。
First, Jesus was the Lamb of God.
第二个，主耶稣乃是用圣灵施浸的那一位。
And second, he is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，这两个宣告是何等的重要。
Brothers and sisters, these two proclamations are so important.
如果我们真正是施洗约翰所告诉我们的
If we truly understand what John the Baptist tells us,
我们整个属灵光景都要非常的不一样
Our spiritual condition will be so different.
我们都要得着很大的属灵的复兴
We will have a great spiritual revival.
首先讲到神的羔羊
Firstly, speaking of Jesus as the Lamb of God.
因为主耶稣他被钉十字架那一天就是犹太人的逾越节。
Because the day Jesus was crucified was the Passover for the Israelites.
逾越节对犹太人来说是何等的重要。
And the Passover is very important to the Israelites.
因为在第一次的逾越节里
Because in the first Passover,
他们被救脱离了埃及。
They were delivered out of Egypt.
那天神吩咐他们说
That day God commanded them.
你们每家要宰一只羊羔
Each household is to kill a lamb.
然后把羊羔的血涂在门楣和门框上
And to paint the blood of the lamb over the doorposts.
然后内命的天使来到的时候
So that when the spirit came that night,
那他就不会进去有血的家去击杀他们的长子
When the angel came, he would not kill the firstborn of that household.
这是犹太人得拯救的日子
And this was a day of salvation for the Israelites.
啊，这些羔羊就是他们得拯救的原因。
And these lambs that were slain was the reason for their salvation.
啊，从第一次的逾越节以后。
So after the first Passover.
他们经过很漫长的时间。
through a long time.
1000多年过去了。
Over 1000 years.
他们在等候什么呢?
What were they waiting for?
他们在等候一只真正的羔羊。
They're waiting for a true lamb.
是无罪的羔羊。
Is a lamb without sin.
只有这个来到的时候,
Only until this lamb comes.
真正的赦罪才临到人类。
True forgiveness of sin will come upon the earth.
圣经告诉我们说,
The Bible tells us,
这些动物, 这些羔羊的血是不能除罪的。
These animals and the blood of these slain lambs are not able to take away the sins.
旧约的以色列人的罪只不过是被羔羊的血把它遮盖起来而已。
The sins of the Israelites in the Old Testament was only merely covered by the blood.
但是神不能够只做这样一件事。
But God cannot just do this one thing.
神必须把人的罪完完全全的涂抹了，除去了。
God must completely wipe away the sins of man.
完全的看不见，完全的忘记。
So that you cannot see it, you will not remember it.
这样罪人才能够与神和好。
That way, sinners are able to be right with God again.
但是羊羔做不到。
But these slain lambs were not able to fulfill this.
任何人也做不到。
And no man can fulfill this.
所以一直等到大约 2000年前, 神的儿子耶稣来到地上。
Until 2,000 years ago, the Son of God came to earth.
他在地上过了33年半, 完全的生活。
He lived a full life of 33 and a half years.
他过一个无罪的生活。
A life without sin.
所以神在检验了他的儿子之后,
So when God sent his son,
examined
his son,
就把他当着羔羊一样, 从头到脚, 仔仔细细地检验过。
He examined him from head to toe, just like a lamb.
证明这是完全无罪的, 真正的神的羔羊。
To say that he is a true lamb of God without sin.
所以神就容许人把他挂在十字架上。
So he allowed man to hang him on the cross.
在那一天,
and on that day,
当神的羔羊被挂在那里的时候,
when the Lamb of God was hung on the cross,
宇宙中发生最重要的事情,
the greatest thing happened in the universe.
你看到那个光景,
you see that condition?
其实有地震,
there were earthquakes,
整个天都黑暗,
and the skies were darkened.
那个电的幔子从上到下都裂为两半,
and the curtain was split in two from top to bottom.
神和人 有一条通路了。
And God and man had an open path.
人可以借着神的羔羊, 重新回到神的面前去。
And man can return before God through the Lamb.
这是父和子为我们所做的。
This is what the Father and Son have done for us.
弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩得救是一件重大的事情。
Brothers and sisters, our salvation is a great thing.
所以我们每一周在这里的擘饼。
So every week, as we break bread,
we ought
to remember the death of the Lamb.
We ought
to remember the great thing that He has done for
us.
So that we may we all love Him. But God's salvation does not end here.
3 days
later, Jesus was risen from the dead.
这就是犹太人的初熟节。
And this was the first harvest for this
place.
Because Jesus is the first fruit.
那么在初熟节那天, 主复活了。
And on the day of the first harvest, our Lord Jesus was resurrected.
然后有40天之久, 他显现给门徒们看。
And for the next 40 days, he appeared to his disciples.
然后他就被接升天去了。
And then he was ascended into heaven.
然后经过了10天,
and then 10 days later,
他就在圣灵中重新降临到地上。
And he descended once again through the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看见说, 我们的主耶稣真的是神的羔羊。
So we see that our Lord Jesus truly is the Lamb of God.
而他复活得走荣耀的时候,
and when he was resurrected and glorified,
神以圣灵作为他的奖赏。
God allowed the Holy Spirit to be His reward.
用圣灵来膏他,
and He anointed Him with the Holy Spirit.
然后圣灵就被差遣到地上来。
And the Holy Spirit was sent to the earth.
当圣灵来的时候,
and when the Holy Spirit came,
父与子也都一同来到。
Father and Son were also here.
因为主耶稣曾告诉我们说，他在父里面，父也在他里面。
Because Jesus told us, He is in the Father and the Father is in Him.
他与父原为一。
And He is one with the Father.
然后呢，当父用圣灵这样膏主的时候。
And when the Father anointed the Son with the Holy Spirit,
子就在圣灵里面，圣灵也在子的里面。
The Son was in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit within the Son.
所以子与圣灵也为一了。
And so the Son and Holy Spirit were united as one also.
然后就被在父、子、圣灵的一里头被差遣到地上来。
And it was sent as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit into one.
所以当我们说圣灵住在我们里面的时候
So when we say that the Holy Spirit dwells within us,
就着那个动作来说的话，我们说圣灵住进来。
And if we're speaking about the action, we say that the Holy Spirit has come in to dwell.
但是就着属灵的实际来说的话
But according to spiritual truth,
乃是父、子和圣灵都一同住到我们里面来。
Is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that dwells within us.
所以使徒保罗告诉我们说，我们的身体乃是圣灵的殿。
So Apostle Paul tells us that our body is the temple of God.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个何等重要的宣告。
This is a very important proclamation.
我们的身体成为圣灵的殿。
That our body becomes the temple of God.
圣殿如何被要求要圣洁。
And how the temple was to be pure.
今天圣灵也照样的要求我们要圣洁。
Today also, the Holy Spirit requires us to be pure.
圣殿要如何成为荣耀，成为华美。
And how the temple was to be glorious and magnificent.
照样的，圣灵也在我们的身上要做到荣耀，要做到华美。
And the same, the Holy Spirit will do a work to beautify us.
弟兄姊妹们，为着这个目的，圣灵才被差遣下来。
Brothers and sisters, for this purpose, the Holy Spirit was sent.
施洗约翰告诉我们。
And John the Baptist tells us.
就是在那个受浸的主耶稣受浸的那一次。
That when Jesus was baptized.
当主耶稣从水里出来的时候。
When he rose from the water.
圣灵就仿佛鸽子降在他的身上。
The Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove.
然后天上就有声音说。
And a voice spoke from heaven.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And it said, This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.
这是一个何等甜蜜而宝贵的宣告。
This is such a sweet and important proclamation.
这个宣告也照样在你我的身上。
And this proclamation is also on you and me.
当我们接受主耶稣受浸的那时候。
And when Jesus was baptized, when we received the Lord,
然后受浸,
and were baptized,
我们从水里出来,
and we came out of the water,
我们天父也是在那里宣告, 这是我的爱子, 我所喜悦的。
Our Father in heaven was saying, This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.
我们有了他的生命,
and once we receive his life,
我们和他联合了,
we are united with him.
这是我们真实的与神的关系。
This is our true connection with the Lord.
用什么？从那以后，
From that time on,
我们都应当活在这个关系里头。
We ought to live within this relationship.
我们常常注意，父子圣灵就住在我们里面。
And we need to know that the Father and Son are living both in us.
我们应当怎样说话？
So the way we speak.
我们应当怎样思想？
How we think.
我们应当怎样为人？
And how we are as people.
我们应当怎样聚会？
How we should meet.
我们应当怎样侍奉？
How we should serve.
都应当问问住在我们里面的神。
We ought to ask the God that lives within us.
但是何等的可惜。
But so sadly,
我们常常忘记了神正住在我们里面。
We often forget that God is dwelling within us.
我们还是过我们自己的生活。
And we live our own lives.
有困难还是自己挣扎自己承担。
And when we have difficulties, we deal with it ourselves.
试探来到的时候。
And when temptation comes,
我们或是抵挡一下然后失败。
We either try and avoid it and fail.
但是我们很多时候可能根本没有抵挡，我们就容许试探得胜了。
But a lot of times we don't even fight it and we allow temptation to win.
但是圣灵住在里面来，就是要来带领我们得胜。
but the Holy Spirit comes and dwells within us to lead us into victory.
所以我们对圣灵要有更多的认识。
So we need to come to understand the Holy Spirit more.
我们来看看圣灵他的身位和工作方面，我们应该有几方面的认识。
Let's see, what aspects we need to know of the person and ministry of the Holy Spirit.
首先，我们必须认识圣灵乃是跟神同等，也同样的生命，也是同样的尊贵，同样的荣耀。
First, we must see that the Holy Spirit is the same as God and has the same glory and the same life.
圣灵是一位有位格的神。
And the Holy Spirit is something with personality.
我们不能把圣灵当作是一个物质。
We cannot look at the Holy Spirit as something materialistic.
不能把它当作是一个能力。
And not something, not a power.
虽然在使徒行传当圣灵降临的时候，
Even though in the book of Acts, when the Holy Spirit descended,
的确好像有一阵大风吹过。
Indeed, there was a great wind that swept through.
的确有舌头像火焰显现出来。
Indeed, there were tongues of fire that appeared.
很多人就把圣灵当作风，当作火了。
And many people take that as the Holy Spirit, as wind, as fire.
但那不是。
But that is not right.
圣灵乃是一位活神。
The Holy Spirit is a living God.
所以圣经里面就告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
圣灵可以差遣使徒们出去传道。
The Holy Spirit can send the apostles out to preach.
圣灵也会禁止使徒们往这里去，往那里去。
And the Holy Spirit can also prevent the disciples from going there or going here.
圣灵会感动神的儿女们啊，应当追求啊，应当侍奉。
And the Holy Spirit moves brothers and sisters to serve and to worship.
当我们不肯顺服他的时候，
And when we are not willing to obey him,
圣灵会担忧。
The Holy Spirit will grieve.
这些都说出圣灵他是有位格的。
And this all speaks to the Holy Spirit having a personality.
因为一个物质的没有生命的东西不可能担忧的。
Because something materialistic is not able to grieve.
他也更不会去差遣，也不会去引导，不会去禁止。
It more so cannot lead, cannot guide, cannot send and hinder.
那么圣灵，圣经这样告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
在旧约时代还没有。
That in the Old Testament, the Spirit was not yet given.
啊，他什么时候成为这样一位圣灵，是可以来住在人的里面呢？
So when did he become a Holy Spirit that is able to dwell within man?
那是在主耶稣得荣耀之后。
That is after the Lord Jesus Christ was glorified.
因为刚才在约翰福音第七章里面这样说。
Because in John chapter 7 it said,
当时主耶稣是在这个犹太人这个祝棚节的最后一天。
That on the last day of the tabernacle, Feast of the Tabernacle.
主耶稣就呼召人来说，凡是口渴的，可以到我这里来喝。
He said that all who are thirsty may come to me and drink.
然后告诉他们说，那些信我的人，从他们的腹中要流出活水的江河。
And those who believe in me, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
那么圣经接着解释说，这是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。
And the Bible continues to explain that he spoke this of the Spirit whom those who believe in him were to receive.
圣灵是那活水的江河。
So the Holy Spirit is the river of flowing water.
然后接着圣灵又说，那时还没有圣灵。
And it continues to say, the Spirit was not yet given.
这里呢，它有那个，在那个四下啊，有一个点点点，意思就是说原文是没有四下。
And
没有 given.
Oh, and it was not, the Spirit was not yet given.
No, 那个在 original text.
Oh, in the
scripture.
In the original text, there was not the word given.
他那里只是说呢，那时还没有圣灵。
And it only said, at that time, there was not yet the Spirit.
那么意思就是说，圣灵之所以被称为圣灵，乃是从主耶稣得荣耀之后。
So is it say that the Holy Spirit came after Jesus was glorified?
当神用圣灵膏了主耶稣，这时候才有了圣灵。
That once God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit, then it was given.
那么在旧约时代呢，就称为神的灵。
In the Old Testament times, it was the Spirit of God.
或者是说圣洁的灵。
Or the Spirit of Holiness.
它这个圣洁的灵跟圣灵是不同的，在英文就比较清楚哈，它是 Spirit of Holiness。不是 Holy Spirit.
So there is a difference between the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of Holiness.
那我们为什么要说这个呢？
So why do we speak of this?
不是因为主耶稣他成为人。
Because when Jesus became man.
主耶稣他既有神性，又有完全的人性结合在一起之后。
He had the nature of man and the nature of God combined into one.
圣灵跟我们的主耶稣联合。
And then the Holy Spirit.Came into Jesus.
这时候圣经才说有了圣灵。
And at this time, it was not until this time that the Bible says there was the Holy Spirit.
经过这个以后，神的灵才有可能住进他所救赎的人当中。
And it was only after this that the Spirit of God was able to dwell within the people that believed in him.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们相信主耶稣的复活是非常重要的。
It is very important that we believe in the resurrection of our Lord.
我们不能光相信他的死。
We cannot only believe in his death.
我们必须非常确信主从死里复活。
We must be very sure that Jesus was raised from the dead.
他的从死里复活就是得着荣耀。
That he was resurrected from the dead and he was glorified.
也才有了圣灵。
And then came the Holy Spirit.
是一个有位格的圣灵。
It is a Holy Spirit with a personality.
那么第二个我们要对圣灵的一个认识是什么呢？
And the second recognition is
圣灵乃是神一切旨意的执行者。
That the Holy Spirit is the
executor.
The executor of God's will.
神所有一切的旨意现在都交托在圣灵的手中。
And all of God's will is placed within the Holy Spirit.
在约翰福音第十四章二十六节这样说。
In John chapter 16.
He said, 但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵。他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
It says, But the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you.
那么有人用这样来说明圣灵在神旨意中的工作。
And some say that this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，不要把它当作好像不恭敬，我们就是为了说明圣灵到底呢在他的神的工作上站在什么样的位置。
We're just saying the position that the Holy Spirit has on the work of God.
有人说呢，他就像一个公司的总经理。
It is like a general manager for a company.
他总管所有的公司的事务。
And it manages all that goes on in the company.
如果用现在的这个名词的话呢，他就是公司里面的 CEO。
And in simple terms, he is the CEO.
所以呢，我们知道，今天如果我们不认识圣灵，不尊重圣灵，神所要做的事情没有办法成就在我们身上。
So we know that if we do not know this Holy Spirit, if we do not obey Him, then the work of God cannot be accomplished on us.
那么第三个我们认识的呢，圣灵乃是基督的见证者。
And the third aspect is that the Holy Spirit is God, is Jesus' witness.
主耶稣怎样为父神做见证？
And how Jesus testified for God.
今天圣灵也是为基督做见证。
Today, the Holy Spirit testifies for Christ.
那在这里我们就提到保惠师这个名词。
So here we speak of the Comforter.
那么什么是保惠师呢？
What is a Comforter?
保惠师也可以翻译成为就是一个辩护人，一个辩护师。
We can also say that he is a defender.
这好像一个法律上的一个律师的这个职分。
It is like the same position as an attorney of law.
所以当一个人他有一个案子需要解决的时候。
So when someone has a case.
所以他就去委托一个律师。
They entrust this case to an attorney.
那么这个律师和这个委托的人呢，他就是有一个关系了。
And so there's a relationship between this attorney and the client.
我们称之委托人可以叫做客户。
And we can say that this person who is entrusting the case as a client.
那么谁是这个律师，谁是客户呢？
So who is the attorney and who is the client?
在这件事情上面的话，圣灵就是像律师。
Here we see that the Holy Spirit is like the attorney.
那客户是谁呢？
And who is the client?
可能我们经常听到的就是说，我们是客户。
Maybe we often hear that we are the client.
现在好了，神把圣灵差遣下来，全都为着我了。
So great, now that God has sent the Holy Spirit, He is all for me.
所以有些英文圣经把圣灵换作 helper。
So some English translations of the Bible say that the Holy Spirit is the helper.
但是圣灵在这里不是做你我的这个律师。
But the Holy Spirit here is not the attorney for you or me.
他的真正的客户乃是主耶稣。
His real client is our Lord Jesus.
那么这个观念必须从我们的心中要改变过来。
We need to change this mentality.
因为我们从主耶稣的话可以看出来。
Because we can see through Jesus' words.
他说我要求父，父就差遣，为你们差遣另外一位保惠师。
He says that I asked of the Father, and the Father sent the Comforter.
在那里我们看见了，圣灵是另一位保惠师。
We see that the Holy Spirit is the other Comforter.
那么意思就是说，主耶稣在地上的时候，他是第一位保惠师。
In other words, Jesus, while he was on this earth, he was the first Comforter.
那现在他要走了。
And now he's leaving.
神必须给我们一个同等的生命，同等的能力的来做保惠师。
So God must give us an equal life, something of equal power to be our comforter.
所以真正客户乃是主耶稣。
So the real client here is our Lord Jesus.
我们的父乃是为了他的儿子把保惠师差遣下来的。
Our Father, for his Son, he sent the Holy Spirit.
因为他的儿子做这么大的牺牲。
Because his Son, sacrificed so much.
把生命都舍下了。
That he gave his life.
他要成就一个极其伟大的工作。
To accomplish a great work.
只有这位保惠师，另一位保惠师，才有能力来帮他执行。
Only this other comforter has the power to enable this.
所以弟兄们告诉我们说，圣灵在这里在站在律师的位置上面，他有四样事情要做。
So the brothers tell us that the Holy Spirit as the attorney has four things to accomplish.
第一个，他要代表这个客户。
First is to represent his client.
第二个，他要为客户所委托的这个案件来申诉。
And the other is to appeal the case that the client has entrusted to him.
第三个，他要尽所有的可能要来保护这个客户的名声。
And third, he, through all his might and power, he is to protect the reputation of the client.
第四个，他要来经理，他要管理这个客户所有一切的产业，所有一切的事物。
And fourth, he is to manage all the things of the client.
对，所以我们感谢神。
So we thank God.
我们从这个四个点看的时候就知道。
We see from these four points.
这个保惠师乃是为我们的主耶稣做辩护的。
That this comforter is the one defending Jesus.
他的确在我们身上有许多的帮助，也有许多的工作。
He does a lot of work and he does help us in our own lives.
但是在作为保惠师这个职分上面来说，他乃是为着神的儿子的。
But in the aspect of being the comforter, he is doing this for the Son of God.
最后一个点我们讲到对于圣灵工作的认识是说呢，他来是要荣耀基督。
And lastly, the Holy Spirit came to glorify Jesus.
他不荣耀自己。
He is not to glorify himself.
他乃是要荣耀基督。
He is to glorify Jesus, Christ.
我们可以这样说。
We can say it in this way.
在我们父的心中呢，就是他的儿子。
That in the heart of the Father, it is only the Son.
而在这个儿子的心中呢，就是教会。
That in the heart of the Son is the church.
而圣灵来呢，就是为了父和子他们心中所最宝贵的要来做成这个工作。
And the work of the Holy Spirit is to combine what is in the heart of the Father and Son.
当教会在圣灵的工作中
when the Holy Spirit works within the church.
成为圣洁没有瑕疵的时候
to become a blameless and without blemish.
啊，那时候也就是我们的主耶稣得着荣耀的时候。
That is also the time that our Lord Jesus is glorified.
我想我们都很熟悉《创世纪》第二十四章所讲的故事。
I think we're all familiar with Genesis chapter 24.
那里讲到亚伯拉罕为他的儿子以撒啊找一个妻子。
It speaks of Abraham seeking a wife for his son Isaac.
他就差遣他的老仆人，最老的那位仆人，最忠心的那位仆人，要到巴旦亚兰去为以撒找到一个妻子。
And he sent his most trusted and worthy elder old servant to Padan Aram to find a wife for Isaac.
那么在这三位的当中呢，他们分别有一个代表。
And there are three different representations with these three people.
在那里，亚伯拉罕呢是预表着天父。
Here Abraham represents the father.
以撒那是预表的主耶稣。
Isaac represents Jesus.
所以天父要为主耶稣预备一个妻子，就是教会。
So the father is to prepare a wife, a bride for the son, which is church.
老仆人那是预表着圣灵。
And the old servant is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的责任就是一定要把利百加找到，成为以撒的妻子。
And the responsibility of the old servant is to find Rebecca to become the wife of Isaac.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
圣灵来为要荣耀基督。
The Holy Spirit came to glorify Christ.
所以不应当把圣灵摆在一个错误的位置上。
So we should not place the Holy Spirit on a wrong position.
当我们全心全意的高举神儿子的时候
，And when we wholeheartedly exalt God's Son,
让他能够在凡事上居首位的时候
，That He may reign supreme over everything.
圣灵他自然而然来建造我们的生命。
The Holy Spirit will naturally build up our life.
他也会赐下恩赐和能力。
And he will give power and gifts.
他也会成全神在我们每一个人和整个团体身上的旨意。
And he will accomplish the will of God in ourselves individually and corporately.
因为时间的缘故，我们只能够停在这里。
Because of time, we will stop here.
让主给我们机会。
May the Lord give us more opportunities.
我们能够继续交通关于对圣灵的认识。
To continue to fellowship on knowing the Holy Spirit.
我也鼓励我们弟兄姊妹们，在这段时间，也许我们可以在圣经里面找找所有关乎圣灵的讲论。
We also encourage brothers and sisters to look through the scriptures for those things pertaining to the Holy Spirit.
因为我在这里所讲的肯定是不完全的。
Because what I've spoken here is not complete.
我们的时间也是非常有限的。
And our time is very limited.
但是圣灵可以把他所写的话解释在我们的心中。
But the Holy Spirit is able to interpret the words that He's written into our hearts.
那我们从圣经里面来对圣灵有一个更准确、更平衡的认识。
So that we can have a more balanced understanding of the Holy Spirit through the Scripture.
那我们最后一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你为我们所做的是何等的大事。
What you have done for us is such a great work.
当你死在十字架上之后
，When you died on the cross，
死里复活
，You were raised from the dead，
升天得主荣耀
，Ascended into heaven and glorified，
圣灵保惠师被差遣下来
，The Comforter, the Holy Spirit was sent，
来完成你所成就的救恩
，To accomplish what you the salvation that you have accomplished，
在我们的身上
，On us，
我们感谢赞美你
，Lord we praise and thank you，
主啊，求你使我们认识圣灵。
Lord, allow us to know the Holy Spirit.
认识他的身位。
To know His personality.
而且认识他的职事。
To know His ministry.
哦，主耶稣，我们何等需要你的带领。
Lord, we need your guidance.
啊，使我们在这个认识当中不至于偏差。
So that we do not deviate from our seeking.
好，叫父差遣圣灵来的目的可以成全。
So that the purpose of sending the Holy Spirit may be revealed.
主，我们求你祝福亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Lord, we ask that you bless brothers and sisters.
让我们一起努力。
That we may pursue together.
一起认真。
And to be diligent.
当天国即将来到的时候。
That when the kingdom of God descends.
让我们能够预备。
May we be prepared.
预备整齐。
May we be fully prepared.
来等候我们的主。
To wait upon our Lord.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.